With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Hamilton Wenham coach Joe Marr, the girls' tennis coach. And Joe, first of all, welcome, congratulations, and how you feeling after such a spectacular season?
Today I'm feeling a lot less anxious than I have in the probably the last couple of weeks, so that's a good feeling. but it's also just a feeling of elation and just a really proud of the girls and what they accomplished this year. It's been a spectacular season with a spectacular group of kids.
All right, before we take a look at the tournament and the final, because I got a report last week from you about the semifinal game, which is really, I want to go back and look at that. But tell me a little bit about the season, because you know, you, Linfield, Manchester, Essex, Ipswich, all way up there in D4. Rockport, too, made it. But the top four teams all come, well, four of the top teams come from the Cape Ann League.
Yeah, it's the Cape Ann League's really been a dominant tennis conference, both boys and the girls, since they've established the Division IV tournament. So, you know, we get some great competition just within our league, and those, you know, four teams you mentioned, I think on any given match day, any one of us could beat the other team. You know, Ipswich was a fantastic team this year. We just kind of barely edged them out. You know, Manchester we had split with before the tournament. And Linfield, you know, we had two close matches with them as well. So very, very strong Cape Ann League this year.
I'm going to ask a question I don't usually ask of coaches. Tell me about a real terrific opponent player, an individual player that your team faced that you have a lot of respect for.
Ooh, wow, that's a great question. You know, it's funny. I think it goes by position, and I can probably do it real quick for you.
Sure.
I'd say, you know, Paige Martino, Linfield's number one. She's just a great player, but also just a really nice individual. You know, I really just enjoy watching her play out there. Ipswich's first doubles this year, another team that was just kind of a grind and gutsy type of team, and well coached by Gardy O'Flynn. And you know, so I always enjoy watching them. So I'd say those are the kind of the two that come to mind immediately.
Well, you talked about Gardy, and he's so proud of his kids, and they gave you guys a battle. But I want to ask you about the battle, the big one against Linfield. But before I do that, tell me about the season matchups with Linfield and with Ipswich and with Manchester Essex.
Okay, so you know, we played Manchester twice, and both really good matches. They have. You know, we have Naomi Provost at one who, you know, undefeated this year, so we always feel good about winning that match going in. But Manchester has a very deep singles lineup. I'd say they have four girls on that team that, you know, could play one through three or one through four. You know, I think on any given day they could probably beat each other. So we had tough matchups at second singles and third singles during the regular season. So it really came down to doubles in most of the matches.
Mm-hmm.
And they snuck out, you know, a first doubles win the first time we played them. We beat them in first doubles the second time we played them. So, you know, both 3-2 contests. Ipswich, we kind of got a little lucky the first time we played them. They were missing a player. So we caught a break there, and we kind of got them kinda a little bit, you know, undermanned, if you will. But the second time we played them, we played them full strength, and I would say Emily McIntosh was really our key match there at second singles. She beat Abby Allen, who's a really tough player, gritty player, at number two for Ipswich. And then Naomi won at one, and then we won at second doubles. We also had a fabulous you know, third singles and first doubles match that day. You know, two really long matches. So we were lucky to get by Ipswich on that day. And then Linfield, when we faced them during the regular season, interestingly enough, both our teams, it was the day after April break, and we were both missing kids. You know, we had a couple of kids still on a school field trip. He had a couple of kids on the bench for some disciplinary action. So we didn't play each other at full strength, and so we really didn't have a good feel maybe for the others, you know, full team as we headed into that semifinal match.
Before I get to that that one, I want to ask you about the weather, because in the springtime, I think the I don't mean this with any disrespect, but the toughest kids seem to be the lacrosse kids, because both the girls and the boys, they go out there in shorts and T-shirts, and they play no matter what the weather. But it also is a tremendous challenge, I would think, for tennis players, because you do play in most of that weather, and tennis is just not a sport that's supposed to be played in sleet.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you know, like, once the courts get wet, you know, it just becomes a dangerous situation for our kids, and we have to be careful and put their safety first. So, like, once the court gets water on it, you know, it can become really slick, especially some of the surfaces around here that haven't been resurfaced in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely had our, you know, a few days here and there that, you know, we weren't able to practice or have matches. But I don't think we never really had a long stretch where that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a pretty nice booster group that's done well for us. And, you know, so we're able to sneak indoors occasionally, so that we're never going to miss, you know, 2 days of practice in a row or something like that. So, you know, we've kind of been lucky in that regard, and, you know, and also to have, you know, nice indoor facilities around us is helpful.
And again, no disrespect to Manchester Essex, but the semifinal game against Linfield is something that I read, and I just was I love the way you put it together for us media. The biggest quote, I mean, this is not minor league stuff when you say this was by far the most exciting MIAA tournament match I've ever been a part of in my 25 plus years. So reflect on that for me.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, when I used to coach the boys, the 2009 North Final was always one that stuck out in my mind, because that was a two-all match against Weston, and it came down to second doubles, and it was a third set. So that, to me, was probably my most nerve-wracking, but this one was just unbelievable. I mean, we jumped on them early. I give our girls a lot of credit. We got out to an early lead in a lot of the matches, but ultimately it came down to a two-all match, and so we got a win from Naomi. We got a huge win from Emily McIntosh. That was, you know, even though it wasn't the winning point at the time, that was, on paper, a big upset. She played an all-league player who was undefeated in the league this year, and Emily really stepped up. She won that match 6-1, 7-5, and I think really kind of, you know, shocked a lot of people, including Linfield, that we were able to pick up that point. I don't think they were expecting that. Charlotte Ireland played a great match at third singles, real even match. She had a bad luck. She was in a second set tiebreaker, and you know, the girl had match point and had a let court that just barely trickled over the net match. And our second doubles really played hard. They played a good Linfield second doubles team that we didn't see the first time around. And those girls were good, and we just lost a tight one. So set the stage for our first doubles team. And we won the first set convincingly 6-1 and kind of back and forth in the second. And, you know, Linfield, I give them credit and their coach credit. They made some nice adjustments. They started getting a little more aggressive up at net, and took a close one 7-5. So we had a 10-minute break, and, you know, our girls were a little shaken, I think, after losing that second set. And but our captain, Olivia Romans, who plays first doubles, you know, was really able to rally her partner and kind of, you know, get her ready for the third set. And again, back and forth. I think we were up 4-3. We were up 5-4. They were up 6-5. We tied it 6-all. It was just, you know, 100 people watching these, you know, four girls play. And, you know, it was just great tennis. And then we go to the tiebreaker, and it's much of the same, you know, with 4-all. And then Olivia really stepped up. She hit, you know, two really, you know, crushing ground strokes. That won the point, so to get us to have two match points, we were up 6-4. She went for another one, and it didn't go so well, so it was 6-5. And then at the next point, she did it up at net. She just played an aggressive shot and made some great volleys, and which is typically not her strength, but I give her a lot of credit for, you know, going after it. And you know, we won the match, and the girls were just elated. It was quite a moment.
That must have been a long day.
The nice the nice thing is we got to play over at St. John's Prep, which has five courts, so everyone was on at the same time.
Oh,
being said,
I see.
You know, I think the match started at 4 o'clock, and that one was, you know, it was well after 6 o'clock when that one ended.
Yeah, yeah. Well, before I get to individual players that I want you to brag about, Coach, four state champ, I mean, what does it feel like? It's kind of ridiculous. Wow.
Yeah, it's funny. I, you know, my wife, who is just one of my biggest supporters, is my biggest supporter by far. You know,
mm-hmm.
just has put up with me doing this for many years, and it's late nights. You know, beginning of the season, we kind of talked about what the season was going to look like, and remember the first day of trials, I said, oh, you know, I get a lot of, you know, nice girls, some solid players, but you know, we're not at the place, you know, where we've had been in previous years, and it you know, I give all the credit to the girls. They just worked hard and worked hard and worked hard all season. And, you know, people would ask me, like, oh, you're going to do it again? I said, that's a lot. I said, you know, we get a chance, but there's a lot of good teams out there that also have a very good chance. So this one was kind of magical in that respect where, you know, the past 2 years we knew we were the team to beat. This year I think we kind of, even though just by the name of winning three in a row, we probably had the reputation, you know, we weren't the number one seed going in, and we knew there was a lot of teams out there that were capable of beating us. So it was exciting. It was exciting kind of playing the underdog in that semifinals and, you know, getting a great win at the Elite Eight against Cohasset as well. So really fun season. You know, I'm so proud of the girls. They're a wonderful group of 15 girls that are just cohesive and enjoy each other and have fun at practice, and it's been great. You know, I'm going to miss this group of girls, especially the four seniors that are graduating.
Well, no matter what you know, your record is during the regular season, when you're a three-time champ, you got a target on your back, and I don't care you didn't do that, but if you're 0-18, teams are still coming after you. So the further you go along, they're still coming after you, and your kids responded. So you mentioned some of your seniors. Brag about some of your kids, Coach.
Yeah, so first, I'd start out with Naomi Provost. She is, I think she has to go down in the, not only our school, but, you know, the state as one of the elite athletes. You know, here's a girl that, you know, since her freshman year has done nothing but win state titles. She's won four state titles. She's got a career record of 81-2. You know, just, you know, school leader in victories. She might be up there in the state in terms of victories on the tennis court one, so. Great captain, you know, great person. You know, she's worked hard, and really what I appreciate about Naomi is this year she's always had someone to kind of hit the ball with, who can hit with her. You know, we've had other players that can, you know, hit the ball as hard as her. This year she was by far our best player, and she really made an effort to help out, you know, Charlotte and Emily, really make their games better. She kind of, you know, was another coach on the court, so just a great leader, just a great individual to have on our team. The other senior we have this year, another captain, was Olivia Romans, who I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
She had the stepped up big in that semifinal match. Really, you know, she played one varsity match before this year, and you know, she went 13-5 this year, which is just incredible, and just a great leader as well. Just really a kind person that brings everyone in and is inclusive, and you know, all the girls love her, and so she's a huge part of it. And then we had two seniors this year that you know, I've kind of been, when I had them in class, kind of asking them to play since, you know, their sophomore year, and finally as seniors they came out, and that was Sadie Gamber and Tessa Hunt, who are, you know, two just great athletes, probably known for their prowess on the soccer field. And Sadie on the basketball court, but you know, they combined went 10-2 this year, so that was exciting to get them in there and have them play. And for me as a coach, you know, I guess maybe I always have a teacher mindset, just to see their game grow and know that's something that they're going to be able to play for the rest of their life was kind of special for me.
Yeah, that's a great point that is seldom brought up, because, you know, you talk about hockey or football. Most kids are not going to play football for the rest of their lives. But with tennis, you've nurtured something that these kids can take on for as long as they live.
Yeah, I always joke with them. I said, you know, my hope is at some point you're going to be, you know, 40 years old and playing in a women's league, and you're just going to, you know, say something to someone else that I said to you. That would make me feel good if that happens.
It is going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen, too, as a teacher. I can tell you, your face is going to be right in front of them when they say, oh, I remember when Coach Maher said this.
Yeah.
Exactly. Joe, anything else you want to mention about your team or your season?
It's just been a fabulous season, you know, and we're looking forward to next season, obviously, but kind of enjoying the moment. Next season, we're really excited because finally we actually have a tennis court complex going in our school. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, we've been 4-time state champs now, but like, I feel like our student body doesn't always get the chance to see us because we've been, you know, off site at so many different places. So, you know, it's going to be great for our girls to be right here on campus and, you know, have the opportunities for their friends getting out of practices to, you know, come watch them and cheer them on. So that's going to be great. I really give a lot of credit for our community for putting this together for us. And, you know, our athletic director, Craig Genualdo, has really pushed hard for tennis over the past few years since we've been kind of homeless and worked hard to get the site to happen. So something exciting for us to look forward to as they finish the project this summer. And, you know, I just want to mention the rest of the girls that maybe I didn't get to mention. Evelyn Esdale, a sophomore this year, was just amazing playing doubles. She went 14-4, never playing a varsity match before. Sophie Green, another sophomore, played some singles and doubles, and she went 12-6 this year. And, you know, Gabriella Jewett, you know, I kind of moved her all around the lineup and used her kind of all over the place. She's just a tremendous athlete, and she's so fun to watch. And got to watch her play her best match of the season in the state finals yesterday, and winning with Sophie was just a great moment. And I know I mentioned Charlotte, but she's just a young, spunky freshman that we're so excited to have on the team, and she's got nowhere to go but up. She just had a great season. So, and again, Emily McIntosh, really a key to our season. Like that Linfield match, she was unbelievable. I can't say enough about her. She went 15-4 this year. So it was just a wonderful team effort, just a great team, and really proud of the girls for everything they've accomplished. And, you know, looking forward to next year, but going to miss the girls that are leaving us this year.
That's a great legacy. And considering the competition that you have within your own league, never mind, you know, the state, it's quite a legacy what you've done, Joe. And, you know, as a former JV coach of baseball and a longtime teacher, I'm absolutely in awe of what you've done over there, because someone like the prep, you know, they have the resources. And I think of Coach Pinchon winning 4 in a row in D1 in lacrosse. And it's just incredible that you've done that. So thank you for taking the time, Joe. Keep it going.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
All right. Be well. Take care, Coach.
Have a great summer. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you. That is Joe Maher, who is the Hamilton-Wenham girls tennis coach. 4 state championships in a row. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.